Hey, baby. Guess what I was doing? No, of course I wasn't getting you an anniversary present. I was cheating on you, silly. You remember how you mentioned how the waiter at the restaurant we went to last week was being a total dickhead towards you and flirting with me in front of you? Well, I fucked him. I know it had hurt you more because you hated him, which made it that much hotter for me. Oh, God, his cock was so fucking big. He reached places your little dick could never reach. God, a single fuck with him was better than all the sex we've ever had combined. He actually turned out to be such a sweetheart. Here, come to the bedroom with me. Fine. If you're too dumb to walk, I'm grabbing your tie and dragging you in there. Be a good boy and sit down. That's a good boy. Now, as I was saying, he was actually quite considerate. He even asked me if he should use a condom so you wouldn't know I was cheating on you with him and his fat fucking cock. Now, of course I said no, because condoms are for little tiny dick losers like you. But it was a sweet gesture. And he came so much as well. Like his balls were as massive as his cock. So I shouldn't be surprised. But look, it's so thick. It's barely even dripping out. He stretched my little pussy out so much, but all his cum stayed nice and deep, like a real man's cum would. God, even his pre-cum was just so fucking hot and sticky and manly. Meanwhile, yours is staining your underwear as your little cock twitches and throbs from hearing me talk about fucking better men. You're so fucking pathetic. Holy shit. You know, I actually do have something special for you today. I got you this pocket pussy. That way, your little loser loads can dribble out in a safe, controlled environment. And we won't have to deal with any accidents. Like when you creamed your pants at your parents' place after I fucked your childhood bully in your bed. Now, of course, my main bull was very clear when he said that little cocks like yours don't deserve penetration. So you won't be able to actually go inside. But your little cocky dick can rub against the silicone and pretend it's a real pussy. As I tell you all about how mine got stretched and fucked by a better man. Go on, cocky. Get your cock out. I'll get on my back and spread my legs. And I'll hold this fake pussy right above my real one. Try not to look too much at the cum dripping out of it, or you might come in seconds. Go ahead, loser. Start rubbing. Do you want to play our special game? No? That's the spirit. I love making your orgasms horrible experiences. It's so fun to traumatize you and your little dick. God, I love it. Oh, no, fuck. Oh my God. You're so much bigger than my boyfriend. God, I fucking hate guys with small dicks. They could never please me. Big cocks are so much better. This fucking pussy is made to be stretched by big, giant, massive fucking cocks. God, yes. Oh, God, I just want to be stuffed with this fat fucking cock. Oh, I love cheating on my little dick boyfriend with big cocks. Ooh. Guys with small cocks are natural born cucks, so he'd probably come thinking about me getting stuffed and stretched by big fat cocks and creaming and squirting as they come a huge thick load inside of me, completely fucking oh my god. That must be a new record for you. Fuck, I've been training you so well, you literally can't even resist for more than a few minutes anymore. I couldn't even finish my fucking sentence before you came all over yourself and inside a fucking pussy. Remember, Kaki, our ultimate goal is for you to just shoot a pathetic little premature cocky load as soon as you even think about me cheating on you. Aw, keep crying. I love seeing how broken and pathetic I've made you. Seeing you suffer makes me so fucking happy. Remember, baby, you deserve it because you have a small cock. This is all your fault, okay? Good boy. Keep crying. That's it. I'm so good to you, aren't I? The fact that I'm willing to put up with your patheticness, you should be thanking me. Good boy. That's a good fucking boy. Now, I know you're still crying into my chest and all that, but as a little dick cucky, you have responsibilities. You're being a really bad boyfriend by letting me sit here with another man's cream pie stuffed into my fucking womb. What if I get pregnant? Okay, wait, Red. Red. I'm so sorry, baby. I'm so sorry for being so mean. I literally love you so much. Oh my god. I can't believe I said any of those things. You know that I was just lying, right? I would absolutely never, ever, ever cheat on you. I can't believe I even said that. And I love your cock. And I love you. And I literally can't imagine my life without you. And I'm sorry, babe. I know you like this stuff, and I really like it too. I think it's super hot to see you all submissive like this, but it's so tough for me to be as mean and cruel as you want me to be, because I literally just want to kiss you and hold you and tell you how much I love you, like, all the time. And like, yeah, it's hot to be a bitch, but then you put your head on my chest as you cried, and I just couldn't. I felt so mean. You have to understand, I didn't mean anything I said. You're literally the only man I'll ever, ever love. Yes, I'll stop rambling, sorry. I love you and your dick and our relationship. And I know it's all role play. And I know you know it's all role play. But I just got a little overwhelmed. Like, I started to get better and better at allowing myself to be bitchier and crueler thanks to all your encouragement and help and like you telling me what you want to hear. But it just got so difficult to feel your face resting on my skin and feeling your tears on my body. It made me feel so bad and evil for doing this to you, even though I know this is your fantasy. I'm sorry. Tonight was supposed to be all about you, and I totally ruined that. Wait, what? No, you shouldn't take care of me. I'm the dom. I should be taking care of you. I guess you're right. You do seem fine. Me, arguably less so. You're so good to me, baby. Yeah, another reason why I love you, and another reason as to why I would never cheat on you. Okay, I'll stop. The cream pie is made out of fake cum. And I know you know that, but I wanted to state it again. I would never, ever cheat on you. Ever. I didn't say anything. I feel like such a shitty dom making you take care of me. Okay. I won't call myself a shitty dom again. You're right. Are you for real? What is this? Fucking Dora the Explorer? Fine. I'm not a bad dom for experiencing dom drop. It's completely normal, and I should allow myself to feel things and let myself be taken care of. Because being a dom doesn't mean that I can't experience intense emotions during or after sex. There. Are you happy now, Professor? So, for the future, if we do like crying stuff, please don't hug me or like put your head on my chest or my lap or whatever, because I will melt and then die from the sheer guilt. Yeah, no, it's cool. Neither of us knew there was like a trigger beforehand. So now we know and we can like adjust. Next time, cry into my pussy, maybe. Ugh. Your sobbing can give me some distraction from all the sounds of you slurping out another man's thick, hot cum out of my pussy. God, you're literally so hot. I fucking love you so much. It's not even funny. I swear I'm gonna try my hardest to become the cruelest, meanest fucking fake cheating bitch that ever fucking existed for you. Because I honestly want nothing more than to make all your wildest fantasies come true. I love you so, so much. Now, wanna take a bath together? Where I cry and apologize to you like a million times, and you reassure me that I did nothing wrong and that you know I still love you and you still love me back. Or, see, yet another reason why you're the best boyfriend ever. I love you.